Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. More now from our 2024 Races to Watch series. Our next stop is in Newcastle County, where three Democrats are vying to replace State Representative Sean Matthews in the 10th District. Delaware Public Media's Joe Irizarry has more on this race.
The 10th District is one of the northernmost districts in the House, covering parts of the Delaware-Pennsylvania state border as well as parts of Concord Pike. Matthews chose not to run after holding the office for 10 years following his primary win over then-incumbent Dennis E. Williams in 2014. Williams is back this year, running again for his old seat after an unsuccessful run in 2016. Two others, political newcomers, are also trying to fill the seat. Melanie Ross Levin and Stephen Jankovic are also on the Democratic primary ballot. Ross Levin is director of the Delaware Office of Women's Advancement and Advocacy and has received Matthews' endorsement. He says she is detail-oriented, hardworking, and aware of how to collaborate with state agencies. Ross Levin, in her current position, helped to pass the state's paid family and medical leave law, as well as helping in a fight to increase the minimum wage, ban child marriage, and expand Medicare coverage to pregnant women. She feels she can do more as a legislator.
And I think being a legislator will help me do more for Delaware working families. And the truth is we have more work to do. Too many Delaware families can't afford health care, child care, and pre-K. And we have work to do, and I will be ready to do it on day one.
In addition to previously holding this seat, Williams has also been CFO at the Delaware Nature Society and believes his experience there, as well as his earlier stint at Leg Hall, makes him the most prepared to do the job.
I believe that I'm the best person for this job. I held this position for the 10th District for 6 years, back from 2008 to 2014. And when this became an open seat, I started getting a lot of calls asking me to do this again. I believe my experience from those years in the legislature, along with the 10 years of additional job experience and life experience, has made me ready to do this again.
As for Jankovic, he might not have the experience in Dover and dealing with lawmakers and other state agencies as his two opponents, but he is a chiropractor who runs his own business. He says he's running to bring a nonpartisan approach to Dover.
I feel that the situation with politics right now is really not good. And I've basically been in public service my entire life. And as I'm getting older, I'm looking at this as another way of not having an agenda and actually doing public service.
The three align on many issues, but differ in what they prioritize. Williams wants to protect the environment and create jobs and is in favor of protecting and expanding reproductive and voting rights, prohibiting discrimination on sexual orientation and identification, and protecting seniors and caregivers. But his main issue is education.
We really need to make sure that we are adequately funded in the schools and that the funds are going to the right places. We need to listen to the educators, which I have been doing, and find out what they think needs to be done. We need to realign some of those funds and make sure, or add funds to it as well, but to make sure that we're having the proper support for the educators who are in the classroom.
Ross Levin also wants to improve the schools and is focusing on improving teacher recruitment and retention by offering competitive salaries, professional development opportunities, and a supportive working environment to help attract and keep the best educators. But there are other issues also important to her.
My top issues are affordable and accessible health care, continuing to defend reproductive rights, and making child care affordable and preschool universally available. Too many Delawareans can't afford access to health care or health care at all because there's not even certain doctors available, especially in women's health. And if you make too much money, you don't qualify for benefits.
As for Jankovic, education and health care are at the top of his issues list.
So something has to be done with the public school system. And not 100% sure what that is yet, but I would think the more I get involved, the more I could figure that out. The other thing for me, obviously being in healthcare, is affordable healthcare. It's still out of control, even with things like Obamacare. It is not easy for people to get healthcare.
He is also concerned about elder care, noting the state's low ranking in that department compared to other states. He's also running to help improve the political landscape in Delaware. Jankovic says while he's a Democrat, he's looking to legislate as a moderate.
There needs to be change across the board. We have to come back to the middle. We're both on, it shouldn't be us against them. We're all on the same team. We all have to work together. We all can't have everything we want, and there's got to be compromise.
Williams agrees the atmosphere in Dover is not ideal, especially compared to when he was in office.
People are not quite as friendly or civil as they, I think, should be. And I'm hearing that a lot from people. So what I think I bring back is I remember when it was like that, and I would try to bring some of that civility back. You know, I want to talk to the Democrats, the Republicans, and, you know, work together. We're not enemies. We're all trying to, you know, make the state better.
The legislative landscape in Dover, especially with Democrats, has seen a shift towards women over the last decade, including Valerie Longhurst becoming the first female House Speaker in Delaware. Ross Levin wants to add to that, saying the addition of more women in Leg Hall has been a big positive.
We're legislating on bills that impact everyone in Delaware, and over half the population are women. That we have women at the table, and that we have women at the table of different ages.
Ultimately, the race could hinge on what kind of experience voters value in a lawmaker. Ross Levin believes her previous work with legislators and state officials will help her hit the ground running if elected.
My experience working in Dover will be a tremendous benefit to my district because I already know the players. I already know how to move legislation. I already know the people in the state government that I'd have to work with in terms of figuring out constituent issues. So I've been doing that all for the last decade, so I'm well positioned to be ready on day one as a representative.
Williams spent 6 years as state representative in this district and believes he seamlessly will transition back into the job and work for 10th District residents.
People are not quite as friendly or civil as they, I think, should be. And I'm hearing that a lot from people. So what I think I bring back is I remember when it was like that, and I would try to bring some of that civility back. You know, I want to talk to the Democrats, the Republicans, and you know, work together. We're not enemies. We're all trying to, you know, make the state better.
Jankovic is counting on his lack of political experience being an asset and says he has heard that on the campaign trail.
I think the main things and people that have been helping me through this process, they do like the fact that I am a business owner and I am more moderate, middle of the road. And I think right now that's what we need.
The 10th District is solidly Democratic. Not only do Democrats hold a major registration advantage over Republicans, Republicans are also slightly outnumbered by independents, giving whoever wins this race an edge against Republican Brent Burge in November's general election. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Joe. A reminder, Races to Watch and other Delaware Public Media election coverage is supported in part by a grant from Delaware Humanities, a state program of the National Endowment for the Humanities.